Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our Royals insider, Josh Verner, he's got his on-deck show tonight at 6 as the Royals get set to take on the Rangers. Vern, let me just ask you real quick. If the Rays were to be sold, do you think they're for sure out of Tampa?
I would like to think so. It's a good day to be John Sherman. If you're telling me the Rays are worth $1.7 billion, say, Sherman, how about you go knock on J.J. Piccolo's door and tell him money is no object at the deadline? How about that?
I like that. You heard J.J. Piccolo yesterday talk with us on the show. What did you make of his comments when it comes to how right now they're approaching the deadline? I know you had said earlier in the week with Fesco and Dusty that you think that the green flag, so to speak, should be lowered to start the trade acquisitions, but it sounds like the team doesn't believe there's really trades to be made yet.
Yeah, and I believe what JJ's saying. I mean, you just look around the American League, and how many teams are you convinced are selling? And are we sure that Baltimore is selling their big pieces? I agree with everything that JJ said. Sure, a lot of teams are still in it. Teams are reluctant to part with their pieces. I mean, shoot, all you need to do is look at the Detroit Tigers, right? Everyone wants to point to the Detroit Tigers and what they overcame and made it all the way to the ALDS. Keep in mind, the Tigers still sold a key piece out of their bullpen. They traded away Mark Canna. They traded away Jack Flaherty. So, listen, I understand that the options, the outfield options for this team to improve this lineup might not be aplenty, but you could overpay. You know, everyone has a price. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not even saying that they should overpay. But here's what I will say. The blame for this offense, which still 73 games into the season is the lowest scoring offense in franchise history, some of that blame is starting to leave the players and now making its way to ownership and the front office because, you know, next Thursday is the midway point of the season. I'm fine banking on Salvi and Bobby and Vinny. We knew that this team was going to bank on those guys. But MJ and Renfro and Massey, 73 games into the season, these guys should have about 25 home runs combined. Instead, they have 3. Someone needs to make an adjustment. Sitting around and waiting for Drew Waters and John Rave and even a Jonathan India to start running into more extra base power, I'm kind of done with that. So to me, it's now on ownership in the front office to address these issues with the bats up and down the lineup.
I'm with you. Honestly, we get a text a lot of times about, well, Rafael Devers got traded. That means there's moves to be made. Can you please explain why that's not a normal trade and that there's way more to that whole story than just the Boston Red Sox I mean, it's not a normal
ownership's trade. Ownership's like, listen, man, I flew out to Kansas City. If you remember when the Red Sox were here, that was right when Devers said, hey, I'm not playing third base. Right. I know Alex Bregman went down, but you told me in spring training I'm a DH and a DH only. The owner, the billionaire owner of the Boston Red Sox, flew to Kauffman Stadium to meet with Devers, asking him, can you do this for us? We're giving you $300 million. We signed you to a 9-10-year deal. Can you try to take some ground balls at third base, at first base? And he said, yeah, we'll see. And then didn't. So ownership says, I want that guy out of here. Alex Cora, the manager, the front office, everyone knew that this is, as strange as it might sound, addition by subtraction for Boston. And San Francisco finally gets their star, right? They tried to get Shohei. They tried to get Aaron Judge. They tried to get Carlos Correa. No one ultimately took their deal. So they need to go out and get that big free agent splash via a trade. And Buster Posey making a very aggressive move. So, yeah, that was quite abnormal. 8 years still remaining on a deal. We've only seen a contract larger moved one time. And that was when the Marlins were selling everything off and traded Giancarlo Stanton to the Yankees. So, no, you're not going to see that very often. That's a once-in-a-decade kind of trade.
Vern, you've seen every pitch of this team this year. How refreshing was it? You know, Bobby Witt doing what he should do. He gets on second base with the double. He scores right away. Royals have a run. That just seemed like just a team possessed a little bit. Lighter's been very good with home runs. They've only given up six all year, and the Royals tagged him for three, which is crazy. But how refreshing was that for the Royals to actually, you know, get out in front of teams?
Yeah, it was very similar to what we grooved to all summer last year, right? That was the 2024 Royals. All-star Seth Lugo and all-star Salvador Perez and all-star Bobby Witt Jr., but with the mix of 2025's Michael Garcia, a guy that if he was around in 2024, I don't think Jonathan India's around in 2025. Yeah, that was a nice game yesterday, and you know, Seth Lugo answered the bell. And tonight the pressure to me is on, well, maybe not the pressure, but the story tonight is Chris Bubich because of his consistency. I believe I can rely on him. Very nice job last night, Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, Michael. Do it again. If you want your name in the marquee, if you want to be the story going into a Royals game, now the offense is always a story because of the worry, because of the concern, because of how bad they've been all year. But I need to see them perform like this, with big knocks, with runners in scoring position like we saw twice from Salvi last night. I need to see that over the course of this road trip. But to me, they're still the same team we've watched now for 73 games. Pitching, a little bit of defense, and then you just cross your fingers offensively. That was a nice start. Let's see if they can keep it up.
Yeah, I did bring up Bubich to JJ yesterday about, you know, biggest surprises, because I think he's certainly the biggest surprise on this team this year. You can make an argument for Noah Cameron. But this pitching staff, you know, they're still fifth in all of baseball. They're still third in the American League in team ERA. And with Cole Reagans being hurt, with Chris Bubich coming on and being as crazy good as he's been this year, do you still view the pitching the same way you did maybe back in April?
No. They, you know, prior to last night, this rotation was 1-6 in June with an ERA north of 5. They've come back down to earth somewhat, and then I think that's to be expected when you have Bubich and Cameron that burst onto the scene here, at least as starting pitchers burst onto the scene the way that they have so far in 2025. Regression was expected, especially when you factor in how good Michael Lorenzen was in April, the fact that Cole Reagans is no longer around. But to your point, the rotation must be great. If this team's going to make it to the postseason, it's 73 games into the season, I have no other thing to hang my hat on other than the rotation. You want to point to the bullpen. A bullpen's only as good as its rotation allows it to be. I hope that we can get to a point where we're relying on the offense, at least 1-6 in the lineup, but I'm not there yet. So what I saw last night from Seth Lugo is worthy of you know, a brief celebration, but that's the expectation. That's how you got to October last year. That's why you lost in October last year, is because the starting pitching wasn't a strength against the Yankees. And starting pitching needs to lead you to October again, up until we get some sort of evidence that this offense isn't powerless and clutchless, which you just can't be both. And right now, for the better part of this season, the offense has been both. Worst in Major League Baseball in home runs, worst in Major League Baseball as far as OPS with runners in scoring position. So until one of those two things change, this rotation must be great. It must get back to where it was in April and May.
We're talking to Josh Vernier, his On Deck show tonight, 6 o'clock, as the Royals get set to take on the Rangers here on 96.5 The Fan. So with what you said about the offense and what has to change with them, do you believe this team gets back to 500?
Do I think they get back to 500?
Anytime this season, yeah.
Oh, boy, they better.
Yeah, boy,
I would sure like to think so. I guess you kind of caught me off guard. Give me a 500 road trip. Then you got Tampa and the Dodgers. Woof, boy. Four in Seattle. Wow, that's a surprisingly fair question. Man, is this the fan in me? Is this a guy that wants to believe that they get back to 500? I'm going to put my faith in J.J. Piccolo, even more so than this rotation, because as we mentioned, it seems like you guys agree, it's now on him. It's now on ownership to address the issues that this team has up and down the lineup, to be quite honest. So there's nothing I've seen from ownership or this front office that lends me to believe that they're going to sit on their hands, that they're going to let this thing completely get away from them. So even though the green flag has already been dropped on the trade deadline, and I'm not saying they're going to make some sort of a big splash, but there is a way where you're not running John Rave and Drew Waters in the lineup right every single night. It's not Canna, Lofton, Waters, Rave, they're all fine bench players, but they should be taking up maybe one spot in the lineup, not two every single night. That needs to be addressed, and I believe it will be. So long-winded answer, yes, I think they will get back to 500. How far above 500? That's going to come down to the big bats in the middle. That's Bobby, that's Vinny, that's Salvi. If they can continue what we've seen, and if you look at the numbers that offensively they put up since Jack Caglione made his debut against the St. Louis Cardinals, they have been in above average offense. Not a crazy great offense, but their numbers, whether it's OPS, batting average, they are better than league average. So the offense is improving, but certainly not improving enough in the power department or the clutch department. And again, one of those two things have to happen.
How much pressure do you think exists in the front office, Vern? When you think about pitching's the hardest thing to get in baseball, to bring it in. And this pitching staff has been so good, you almost don't want to waste it. You kind of, the sports windows, you got to push all in. You got to do what you can, because it's hard to say when the Royals pitching staff will be as good as it's been this year. Should there be more pressure there to, you know, kind of cash in something this year when you have this kind of quality pitching?
See, I think there is a lot of pressure. Maybe because they're the Royals, and as you mentioned, we're going to hear from Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce coming up. Maybe because, you know, the Royals are still the little brother in Kansas City. We got Super Bowl aspiration, and that is undeniable. Hey, the Royals are giving us a good time, right? I think that's the thought process of a lot of Kansas City sports fans, and that's fine, but as someone that's in it every single day, there should be a ton of pressure on this Royals team to get to October. And I don't think it really has much to do with the pitching staff. Sure, it has something. To me, the decision to call up Jack Caglione as early as you did and, you know, punting on an additional year of team control for a guy that you believe, you know, has prodigious power. And when you can swing it like that, you're, you know, looking at a nine-figure deal when you ultimately hit free agency. So that, to me, is why they can't retreat, in my opinion. You can't make a move as aggressive as calling up Cags when you did, only to wave the white flag a month and a half later. So there should be a ton of pressure. And I've said this before, Bink, I think there's a ton of pressure on ownership in the front office from now until the end of 2030, until they got that new stadium.
Sure.
When Bobby opts out, and again, The end of 2030, not only can Bobby and Will likely, you know, he'll opt out. Doesn't mean he can't return. But if he's the player we believe he's going to be, he's going to opt out at the end of 2030. And then that's also the penultimate year of Jack Caglione's team control. So from now until then, I don't see how you take your foot off the gas pedal. Now, that doesn't mean you still can't move a guy like Seth Lugo. If you believe in Kyle Wright, if you believe that Rich Hill could actually add something and you can get something for Seth Lugo, I don't think it's necessarily cutting off your nose to spite your face. It could be a nice balance of trying to win now, but also investing in the future, because Seth Lugo's gone at the end of this season. I don't see how he returns after you gave Michael Wacha that contract last offseason. So Seth Lugo, 3 months left in a Royals uniform. Do you let him walk for nothing? Do you keep him in this rotation as you make that push? Or can you do both?
Vern, do you find it disrespectful, this picture that they put up of you on the show here on the YouTube? This old picture of you, you're like smiling, you got hair and everything. Yeah. I'm looking at your picture here as I'm doing this interview, and I find this a bit disrespectful. Do you?
No. I don't find it disrespectful. I don't like it. You know what I find disrespectful? Can I tell you a quick story? So I'm at my booth doing the pregame show, and one of the terrific people that work at Kauffman Stadium, I'm not going to out her. I don't want to embarrass her. But she comes up to me, and she starts going on about how good I look. She's like, I remember you back in the day. You were up on the up on that trailer out there in left field. Uh-huh. Boy, you've lost a lot of weight. You look so good. I'm like, I haven't lost. I was smoking a lot of cigarettes back then. So I've actually. She thinks I'm you from when you did the Royals second half of 2018. She thinks I'm you. I'm bald. I got a beard. I've kind of let myself go a little bit. I'm turning into you, Binkley.
Oh, my. Vern.
So if anybody's watching on YouTube, that picture that you see, that person has turned into the other person you see on your screen.
This is the person I started working with in 2012. Was that guy.
Yeah, and look what you've done to me. You started throwing chewing tobacco and booze at me, and look at what I turned into.
Last one, thinking of being married, we were giving Drew a hard time because he's not wearing his wedding ring today. Do you wear your wedding ring all the time? Are you wearing it right now?
I'm not wearing it right now. I go to the any point in which I think girls are going to be like, God bless it, that guy looks like Binkley. He's really good looking. I might make a run at him.
But you're not at work. You're not at work right now, Vern. You're not at work. Drew's at work. Drew's sitting here raising his arms like
sometimes
he's
you forget. I don't know. To me, sometimes you forget. You're in a rush. Or maybe Drew's stepping out. I don't know.
Hey, you never know. I was thinking the same thing.
He delivered a great line to Bink, though, earlier on in the show, though, when he said, Bink, you've lost your ring two times at least.
It was real nice. It was classy.
It was great.
Oh, well done.
It's finger pointing. Well, something that the Royals don't do.
Any advice from Binkley.
All right,
Vern.
Look
what it did for me.
Appreciate it, man. We'll check in later on. We'll hear you tonight, too.
All right. See sounds good. Thank you.
That's Josh.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.